Well, good afternoon and welcome to another WNEG Goes Back to School. Today we're at Toccoa Elementary School and we're going to learn much about the third and fourth graders here at Toccoa Elementary, and I know meet some students and things like that, and we're so excited for it. And right now we're excited to have with us our principal here at Toccoa Elementary, Sheila Presley, and assistant principal Angela Whitfield. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having, for coming to see us today. It's always a great opportunity to get out and share all the great things going on here at Toccoa. We are off to a great start this year. Been busy teaching students procedures, routines, and how to show Indian pride in all that they do. Students show Indian pride by being safe, respectful, and responsible, and we're excited that our students are working hard and thriving. We look forward to sharing all the fun things that we have going on this year. We've been very busy since the start.
So off to a great start, Angela?
Yes, it's been a great beginning of the school year. Our kids seem excited to be here. Our teachers are excited. There's a lot of work to do, but they are excited to embrace that, and we're happy to have the kids here at Toccoa this year.
Yeah, and we're excited to meet some of these students. Anything else to add here in the opening, Sheila?
I always enjoy this. I love hearing about all the fun things the kids are doing in the classrooms. I've enjoyed being in the classrooms. It's fun to see all the neat, engaging, meaningful activities that teachers have prepared and the way the students are reacting to those. And so when you start thinking about, we've only been in school a month, but there's been so many fun things that's been going on. We've had the Georgia Mobile Dairy classroom come this year. Teachers have been participating in book tastings where students can explore different books. They've been busy doing experiments where students are learning about minerals and egg drop experiments and just so much more. So I can't wait to hear all about from the students' perspective and how much fun they've been having at Toccoa since we've started.
It's such an exciting time with the third and fourth graders. And you got a great staff here too, don't you, Angela?
Yes, we have a fantastic staff. We have a great culture here that is very important to us. We want the kids to love to be here, and our staff loves to be here.
All right, I guess we'll move on and get started with the program then.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. We're now joined on a program here from Toccoa Elementary School with three students from Team 3-1. Introduce yourselves if you would.
Hi, I'm Aubrey.
Hi, I'm Keller.
Hi, I'm Danica.
All right. Aubrey, tell us about what you've learned this year.
We are learning a lot in third grade. In math, we are reviewing multiplication and learning division. Mr. Vong has been teaching us to draw arrays, to solve problems that we don't know.
In reading, we have studied realistic fiction and what that means. Miss Farrer has read a lot of really good books to us. We are starting our first chapter book soon. We are excited about the AR party that will happen at the end of the 9 weeks.
In language arts, Miss Collins is teaching us to be better writers. We are writing narrative stories and we are learning to recognize capitalization rules in writing.
In science, we are learning about the three types of rocks. We learned that there are only three types of rocks in the whole universe. We are learning more about the rock cycle soon.
In social studies, Ms. Crump is teaching us about map skills. We are learning about latitude and longitude by tracking hurricanes and tropical storms.
We are so excited for the chance to visit the book vending machine. It is so cool because you get to choose a book instead of a snack.
Very good. Great job, guys. And again, third graders here. Let's talk real quickly. What's your favorite class and your favorite thing to do here at school? We'll start with Aubrey on that.
My favorite is math.
Math. All right. How about you, Keller?
My favorite is reading.
Reading. Very good. Do you have a favorite book? What's your favorite book?
Series or
history book? Yeah, either one, series or book. That's good. Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps. That's a good one. That's a good one. How about you, Danica?
I love reading, and my favorite book would probably be the Shiloh series.
The Shiloh series. All right. All right. So third grade's been a lot of fun so far, hasn't it?
Yes.
Anything else to add today? Okay, very good. This is Danica Presley, Keller Bennett, and Aubrey Grindle. Thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, now join from a group from Team 3-2, third graders here, and let's introduce yourselves if you would.
My name is Cole Arnold.
Hi, my name is Preet Ivy.
I'm Natalie Brown.
Hi, my name is Paisley Thomas.
All right. Cole, tell us about some things you've learned this year.
I learned mobification facts, how to write a small moments in language arts. Science, we learned that the earth is made is with rocks and minerals.
Very good, very good. All right, how about you, Creed?
I learned about mobification facts. To televise month days and holidays, to always televise a title, and learn about how the fuss is made out, the lots of mentals and math.
Very good. All right. What's your favorite one of all of them?
Math.
Math. All right. How about you, you Cole? What's your favorite one?
Muff.
I like math too. All right, let's jump over to Natalie or Paisley. Which one wants to go?
Paisley.
All right, Paisley, go ahead.
In language arts, we are writing personal narrative. A personal narrative is a true story about yourself. We learn to write about small moment stories. What this means is instead of writing about your whole trip to Gatlinburg, which probably lasted a week, you just write about one memorable thing that happened while you were there. In my personal narrative, I wrote about riding the chairlift at Anakisa. Would you like to hear my story?
I would love to hear your story.
Okay, the time I rode the chairlift. It all started the summer of 2023. It was our family vacation in the Smokies. We were waiting in line to get on the chairlift, and we were so close. There was only one family in front of us, and the girl was so short she couldn't get on. They needed to stop it for her, and then we could get on. I was so excited, but on the other hand, my mom was scared. My mom does have a right to be scared, though, because the lift goes 6,000 feet high above the ground, and it has no seat belts, only a safety bar, but you could still slip right under it. My cousin and I talked about what we were going to do at the top. I said, should we ride the mountain coaster? She said, sure. Then I looked down and saw some stairs. They looked like they were made of logs. What are those for? I thought. When we got to the top, we hopped off quickly. We spent time walking around and looking. Before long, we got in line to go back down. It was late at night, so me, my two cousins, and my little brother rode on the gondola. The gondola is an enclosed cabin, so it is safer. On the way down, we saw a baby black bear. It was so cute. The chairlift was so exciting. I would love to do this again next year.
That's a great story. That's Natalie, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's a great story, Natalie. And boy, I'll tell you what, I'm like your mom. I'm a little nervous when you get up there in those heights. Yes. But you weren't scared at all?
No.
Very good. All right, let's go over to Paisley.
Hi, my name is Paisley Thomas. I'm in third grade. My teachers this year are Miss Dill, Miss Dean, and Miss Gore, and Miss Whitmire. My favorite subjects are math and writing. In math, we have been learning our multiplication and equal groups. In writing, we have been learning capitalizing months, holidays, years, and access. My favorite part of the day is lunch because I get to spend time with my friends. My goal this year is to do the best I can and never give up.
That's great. That's a great goal. And what's your favorite lunch?
Bring my lunch.
That's okay. That's okay. What do you bring? Peanut butter and jelly?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I have the chicken drumsticks.
That's a great. You like the what?
Chicken drumsticks.
Chicken drumsticks.
I like the pizza. Chicken.
You like the pizza. All right. Yeah. All right. Anything else to add about third grade?
No.
Well, y'all did great. That's Creed Ivy, Cole Arnold, Paisley Thomas, and Natalie Brown. Thank you for being with us. Okay, we're now joined by a couple of students from Team 3-3. Introduce yourselves, if you would.
I'm Aniston.
I'm Haley.
All right, Haley, tell us about what you learned so far this year.
I learned about rocks and minerals, and that minerals melt together and they make a rock.
Very good. Minerals. How about you, Aniston?
We've been learning about how maps and globes have latitude and longitude.
Globes have latitude and longitude. What's some of your favorite? What's your favorite class?
My favorite class is reading.
My favorite class is reading.
Well, what is your favorite part of the day that you do?
My favorite part of the day is reading class.
My favorite part of the day is lunch and class time.
Very good. And what are two things that you are looking forward to the rest of the school year?
I'm looking forward to learn all my multiplication facts and read a lot of books.
I'm looking forward to bouncy houses for box tops and ice cream walking field trips.
Good, good. What's some other things you're learning about in class this year?
I'm learning about lots of books and math problems.
Okay.
We've also been learning about rocks and minerals and how they melt and formed into minerals.
Very good. All right. And so this is your first year at the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's it been so far?
Yep. It's been good.
It's been good.
Yeah, very good. You like Tocoa Elementary?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And who are your teachers again?
My teacher is Miss Vaughn.
My teacher is Miss Kennedy.
Very good. All right. Anything else to add? Y'all did great. Did great. Aniston Elrod and Haley Lord, thank you for being with us. We're now going to the fourth grade, and we're going to be joined by a couple of members of the flag team and members of the team 4-2. And then we've got another member from team 4-2 as well. We're going to let you introduce yourselves, if you would. Tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Charlie Kate Batchelor.
Vivian Lane.
Armani Reed.
All right. We'll start with Charlie Kate, member of the flag team. Tell us what goes on with the flag team. Tell us about the flag team.
Well, so your teacher will pick you from each pod in fourth grade, and you'll be assigned to do it every other month. And team 4-2, which is my pod, we have the month of September, which means we started this morning, and we're going to do it today and all of this month. And so what we'll do is we'll, in the morning we'll put it up, in the afternoon we'll put it down, and then if it ever rains, we will go outside and bring it back down.
Very good. All right. And taking care of the flag is so important. Armani, tell us about how you prepare and you fold the flag and that thing.
Yeah, so we go outside, we got to hold it, we got to like flip it and keep flipping it, and when you gotta unloosen it, and then when you fold it, you gotta keep flipping it, and then you gotta put it on like, it's like two handles. You gotta put it on them two handles, and it's like a rope. You gotta pull up the rope, and then you gotta make sure that the flag is tightened. And that's what we gotta
Very
do.
Very good. Sounds like you do a good job at it. You know all the, is it something you like to do?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. How about you, Charlie Kate? Do you like to do it?
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's jump over to Vivian. Tell us about some things you like, and you're dealing with science, right?
Science, social studies.
Yeah.
We do experiments, which I enjoy a lot. We've had two so far into the school year, and it was Coke and Mentos, and you try your best not to crack the egg with the materials you have. My egg cracked, but a lot of people didn't. Theirs would, we went on to multiple rounds, about three. Hers, I believe, was the one who survived the third round. We and then our Coke experiment, we had three kinds of Coke, or Diet Coke or anything. So we had Sprite, we had Diet Coke, and we had normal Coke. In my teacher's opinion, the Coke went the highest, but in everybody else, the Diet Coke went the highest, and the Sprite kind of did not do the best. It tipped over for the first time because it accidentally dropped it. It did the same thing the second time. First time when it tipped over, they set it back up while it was doing it, so they almost got sprayed. And the second time, my teacher got sprayed in the face. She was wearing glasses. It wasn't safety glasses. But they were glasses.
So they were sticky glasses, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. And her shoes, when she walked around and make the little
sounds. Oh, yeah.
We also have vocab cards, how we've been learning about many things like that. We've had economics, one of them that stood out to me mostly, like price sensitive and the consumer and all that stuff. And we've also, right now, we're learning about map skills, like where we live, and the five regions, and like Northeast, Midwest, West, Southwest, and Southeast. We live in the state of Georgia and all that stuff. I learned something really interesting, that we have more than just the Peach State as one of our nicknames. We have the Empire State of the South, and it's kind of like rich because, I didn't know this, it was because we have a lot of marble here.
Ah.
So, and there are memorials made of marble. And that's, and we're pretty rich, but we're in debt somehow. We're also learning about the two flags that we have. We had the old one, and we have this new one that they've been raising and lowering. And I learned that the last one had wisdom, justice, and moderation printed on it. I could never really read the words because they were so little every time I'd find a picture of it or anything. But we also have one more thing I wanted to talk about. We have multiple school events, and they're like, I have been in book club since the day it started. They started doing it, and it was last year. And I've been in all of the terms, and they're starting it this year after Labor Day. And we have two teachers, Miss Farah and Miss Amy Lee. Miss Amy Lee is our librarian, and Miss Farah is a teacher in Pod 3-1. They're really good at their jobs, both of them.
Yeah, they've been doing it quite a while, haven't they? Yeah. I tell you what, you ever thought about going in radio or being the president of the United States?
Actually, I want to be the first female president.
Yeah, you could do it.
Because
you could do
it's
it.
Just something I
You've
want.
Got my vote, Vivian.
I want to go out for student council, another one of the school events.
Yeah.
And I think I'd be good at that.
Yeah,
completely.
Right, yeah.
But
Charlie, Kate, and Armani, you think Vivian could be president one day?
Yeah, I think so.
You got my vote, Vivian. Well, that's fantastic. Great storyteller right there, Vivian, telling us all about the school. That's wonderful. Anything to add, Charlie, Kate, and Armani, you can add?
I wanted to give a shout-out to the JROTC for training us to be the flag team.
Wow, yeah, that's great. That is great. So they come over and work with you. Yeah.
You think that that was like a drawn-out story? Like, yeah. Big? I had to redo my paper to jot down things twice.
Did you?
Because of, it was pretty much the county that I was talking about.
Yeah.
And then we had to dial it down to fourth grade, then back to our class.
Yeah.
And it was just going a little bit lower. Let's get a little bit closer to the actual point.
Very good, Vivian. Very good. Hey, Armani, you got anything else to add?
No, I don't think so.
Y'all did great. Armani Reed, Charlie Kate, Bachelor, and our next president, Vivian Link. Hey, Vivian.
Well, I have one question.
Yeah, sure, Vivian, go ahead.
Why is it important to fold up the flag and take it down when it rains?
Good question. All right, y'all know how to say it? Charlie Kate?
So the flag don't get wet.
Mm-hmm.
And if it get wet, then they said it would be, like, disrespectful.
Right. Not supposed to touch the ground either, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the actual army, they said if you drop a flag, you have to burn it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to take proper care of it so it doesn't touch the ground. And if it starts raining, we have to go out immediately so that we can take it down and it not get soaked.
Mm. Very good. That's a good answer. Good question, Vivian. I'm going to let you do the rest of the program, okay? You take my part.
I don't know so much about that.
Well, y'all did great. Thank you so much again, Armani, Vivian, and Charlie Kate for being with us today from Team 4-2.
Thank you.
All right, we're now joined by a couple of members of Team 4-1, some fourth graders here along with us. And join us, and we'll have you introduce yourselves, if you would.
Hey, my name is MJ Dixon. I am Everett Bragg.
All right, MJ, tell us a little about what you've learned in Team 4-1 this year.
Last week, we used the scientific method step to carry out two science experiments. The first one, we used straws, tape, and rubber tape and rubber bands to protect an egg from cracking when dropped. The second experiment, we used soda with Mentos to see which soda went the highest. In language arts, we are using patterns of power to learn and practice our grammar skills. We use mentor sentences to notice the focus skill, compare and contrast inmate, and then apply the skills in our writing. We are focusing on narrative writing in our writer's workshop. We're learning about the writing's purpose and doing our best to become great writers.
Good job. Now, so what did you write about, MJ? When you did the narrative writing, what did you write about?
Myself.
Okay. What did you say about yourself?
How I was playing football and stuff.
Okay. You like football?
Yes.
All right. What position?
I play linebacker.
Linebacker. That's what I played. Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, that's great. So what did you learn in that when you did the science experiment?
So we had Sprite, mm-hmm. Diet Coke, and Coke, and Diet Coke went the highest. And then on the egg drop, I won it, actually. So I put tape, and we put straws like to hold the egg, and we dropped it 2 times, and it didn't break.
Ah, that was exciting to win, wasn't it?
Yep.
That was good. So with the Diet Coke going the highest, what did that tell y'all? Did it tell you anything about?
It was different because everybody thought Coke was going to go the highest because mm-hmm. they like seeing it on TV and stuff, mm-hmm. and they seen it go the highest, so they thought it was. And then no people picked Sprite or Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. I was the only one that picked Diet Coke, though.
All right. So you won the egg and you picked Diet Coke. You're on a roll. There you go, MJ. Very good. I hope your football season goes well. You have a team you play for?
Yeah, Stevens County Indians.
Stevens County Indians. Okay, yeah.
Nine U.
All right. How are you doing? So y'all played yet? Any games yet?
We're playing this next Saturday at Franklin County.
So that's the first game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've just been practicing right now. Playing's a lot fun, more fun than practice.
Yeah. But we had one scrimmage and that's it.
Yeah. Okay, very good. All right, let's jump over to Everett. Everett, tell us about what you've learned so far.
This year in fourth grade, we use accelerated reading. Accelerated reading is a computer program that quizzes us after we read a book. It also helps us to set reading goals and keep up with them. On team 4-1, we have to read 3 chapter books, three genre books each 9 weeks. We also have to earn points and maintain an 85 average. It is a lot of work, but if we meet our goals, we get to go to a celebration party each 9 weeks, so it's definitely worth it. We also had a book tasting party in the library this week to help us learn about great new books. In math, Miss Lord is challenging us to become more fluent with our multiplication facts. We are working on place value this week, and we will be begin patterns and measurement in the next few weeks.
Yeah, wonderful job. Now, have you done well with your goals so far reading?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a favorite book you have?
I would say my favorite book is The Medusa Plot, The 39 Clues.
Mm. What do you like most about it?
It's like a mystery, and so I don't know how to pronounce it, but I'm going to say Cahills. Some of their cousins get kidnapped mm-hmm. by Vespers, and they don't follow order correctly, so one of their cousins gets shot in the shoulder.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, anything else to add today about the team 4-1? Anything you have to add, MJ?
It's a good pod.
Good
pod. Good teacher.
All right. Now, who are your teachers?
Miss Lord, Miss Phillips, Miss Robertson, and Miss Howard.
All right.
And somebody in Miss Lord's room, she helps out, and her name is Miss Gunner.
Miss Gunner. Okay, good. Good job. We always want to recognize our teachers. They do so much for us. Thank you so much for being with us today here, MJ Dixon and Everett Bragg. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're now joined by a good group of team 4-3 that's going to be with us today. Introduce yourselves, if you would.
My name is Garrett Daugherty.
My name is Millie Powell.
My name is Danica Kennedy.
All right, team 4-3, Garrett, Millie, and Danica. Garrett, tell us about what you've learned in team 4-3 this year.
So far, we've been learning about
geography, scientific methods, and science and social studies. And for math, we're learning how to solve multiplication under 7 days. And for reading, we are understanding text mm-hmm. and writing, we're learning about what to punctualize and not.
All right. Which one is your favorite?
It'd be science and social studies.
Mm-hmm. Why do you like it?
Because I love learning about geography. I love learning about science and social studies. It's just a good blend for me.
Very good. So I love the geography, a good blend. All right, good. Anything else to add, Garrett?
The food's great.
The food. What's your favorite food?
It had to be their hot tots.
Hot tots. Oh yeah, I like those too. I like the tots. All right, let's go over to you want to go Millie or Danica? Which one's go next?
Millie.
All right, you know, Millie. Millie, tell us about what you've liked this year.
I liked how Miss Boy taught us about social studies, and she taught us about like the earth and the ridges and valleys. And Miss McAllister taught us about multiplication and division in 7 days. And Miss Saint taught us how to read, and she taught us a lot about reading.
Now, I've heard about 7 days a little bit. Tell us about what that is.
It's basically like she gives us multiplication, and we have to learn them in 7 days. But if you don't, you'll have extra homework.
Oh, okay. So you have to have a goal there.
Yeah.
In 7 days. Have you done it so far? Been able to pass it?
No.
No. But you want to, right?
I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to? Okay. All right, how about you, Danica?
I like math. Because we're learning about place value and number forms. And I like reading, too, because she's teaching us how to write better. And it's just... And I've been better at reading, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And social studies and science, iffy, not really a fan.
Not really a fan. Okay. I was more to reading and writing, too. So what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite book?
Fly Guy.
Fly Guy, okay. And did you have to write something about yourself?
Not really.
You haven't had that yet? Okay.
Miss
okay.
McGahey.
Okay.
I don't go to Miss McGahey.
Okay. All right. Anything else to add? All right.
I like playing in the gym.
Playing in the gym? Okay. You mentioned a couple teachers. Who are all your teachers in Team 4-3?
We got Miss Boyd, Miss McAllister, Miss McAllister. I go to different classes, but Miss Sweeney and... That's really all. I don't remember anymore.
It's okay. That's okay. All right. Anything else to add, Garrett?
Not that much.
Okay. Well, y'all did great. Danica, Garrett, and Millie, thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to talk about activities right now here at Tocoa Elementary School. And part of the activities is art. And we've got a couple of art students here. Introduce yourselves, if you would.
I'm Clint Stitzel.
And I'm Violet Brown.
All right, very good. And who's your teacher in art?
Mr. Mitchell.
Mr. Mitchell.
Yeah. And Clint, tell us what you like most about art.
Draw and paint.
Draw and paint. All right. How about you, Violet?
I really love to craft.
Paint and draw.
You like to paint and draw. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Anything else to add about art, Clint? Violet, you want to add something?
Oh, we've been learning about the elements of art.
Elements of art. So tell us what those are.
Lines, shapes, colors, and a lot of other stuff.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right, Violet and Clint, anything else to add? All right, Violet and Clint, thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome.
We'll continue with our activities here, and we're going to talk with some students about computers, music, and PE. Introduce yourselves, if you would.
Jay.
What's your last name, Jay?
Hyde.
Okay. My name is Dallas Hughes.
My name is Payson Sessoms.
Very good. And we'll start with Dallas. You're going to talk a little bit about PE. Tell us about what happens in PE.
We always stretch, and we have fun every day.
Mm-hmm. Anything particular you play?
Like freeze tag and a lot of other stuff, like a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So who's your teacher in PE?
Miss Robertson.
Miss Robertson, okay. Is it a lot of fun?
Mm-hmm.
You like to move around and play?
Yes, I love doing
that. Right. Very good. All right. Anything else to add about PE?
Okay.
That's good. Who's next? We'll go to Jay. Jay, we're going to talk a little bit about music. Jay, tell us about the music class.
We got to watch a movie called Beethoven.
Okay. All right.
And we got to play Limbo.
Limbo. All right. So you got music going and you're doing Limbo. Are you good in Limbo?
Yes.
All right. And what else do you like about music?
I like music because we have a good music teacher, Mr. Hurt.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Hurt. All right. And have you done any singing in there yet?
No.
Okay. Are you going to do it some the rest of the year, you think?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's jump over to Payson and talk about the computer class. Tell us about that.
So what we've been doing in computer class lately, they're called selfie slides. And I know what you're thinking. They're not actual selfies. Like, you know how a selfie is like you? It's about you. So it's really fun because you get to experiment, and then in a couple weeks we're going to present them to the class to get to know about our classmates and to work on presentation skills. Mm-hmm. And we've also been working on careers.
All right. So you've already taken your selfie? No, not yet. So to send it to class. What's your favorite part of doing it?
I like to use all the different fonts and stuff and change the colors and stuff.
Okay. All right. So you're learning a little about use of graphics and colors and things
careers.
Like that. Careers. All right.
Like what you want to be when you grow up.
Okay. Is there anything particular that sticks out to you that you'd like to do?
I want to be a teacher, and then I want to be a missionary.
All right. Very good. Good combination there. How about you, Jay? You got something you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a NASCAR driver.
Okay, good. How about you, Dallas?
I want to be a veterinarian or someone who works with animals.
Good. Love animals, huh? You have some animals?
Yes, I actually have a pet squirrel.
A pet squirrel? Okay, all right. Got a name for it?
His name's Pete.
Pete the pet squirrel. That's good. Well, that's wonderful. Anything else to add about the activities?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Jay.
We have to sit in number order.
Number order? Okay, that's good. Go ahead, Payson.
Miss Williams is the best computer lab teacher ever.
All right, number one. Good plug there. All right, well, thank you so much, Jay High, Dallas Hughes, and Payson Sessoms for being with us today. We're now joined by the counselor here at Tocoa Elementary School, Emily Sprouse. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about what you do as counselor here at the school.
Yeah, I get to work with students in several different capacities. I get to work with them one-on-one, sometimes in my office, going over coping skills or just kind of going over any just social and emotional assistance that they might need. I also go into the classrooms on occasion and get to do some whole classroom lessons on a variety of topics. It could be anything from bullying to kindness to showing respect. It just kind of depends what the needs are for that particular classroom. And I also get to have small groups with students too. And so I did some in the spring, and we focused on social skills, self-esteem, students who struggle with worry and anxiety. So I'm looking forward to kicking off a few more groups this fall.
Yeah, third and fourth grade is such an important time for social skills, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very much needed.
Now, you got some things that are happening this fall. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have in September, we'll be doing Bullying Prevention Week. So we have some activities planned for students to engage in their classrooms for that. Later on this fall in October, we'll be doing Healthy Habits Week, where we'll have a different focus for each day. It could be something from personal hygiene to physical fitness, healthy eating and nutrition, those kinds of things that maybe aren't really talked about much, but are definitely a need for this age too.
That's good. That's good. Anything you can pass along to parents out there about this school year, or might help them along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most important thing is we want our students to be here. Each and every day, it's so important for students to show up, to arrive on time, to stay for the full day. Anytime that a student is not here, of course, they're missing valuable instruction time. And in addition to that, just coming to school each day really helps students just have that daily routine. And I've noticed that anytime a student maybe is absent, which does happen, of course, due to sickness at times, but always coming back after being out can sometimes be a little bit harder of a transition. So I think that the more that students can be here on a regular basis will really, really help them. And we want to make sure that students are learning as much as they can and that they're not missing a lot of work. And so the more that they can be here each and every day, they will, I think they'll thrive.
Very good. Got most be present to learn, that's for sure. Yeah. So,
yes.
All right. Anything else to add, Emily?
I think that's it. We're excited for another great year.
All right. Very good. Counselor here at Tocoa Elementary, Emily Sprouse, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, wrapping up our program here at Tocoa Elementary School, and boy, what a great group we had in, Sheila. It's just it was just so much fun to hear from the students and some very interesting stories that we heard.
Absolutely.
During our program. Yeah.
They're always a lot of fun, and it just their excitement and love for learning just, you know, warms our heart, and that's what it's all about. That's
yeah,
why we're here.
That's right. That's right. Well, before we wrap up, we want to talk about a few things that are here at Tocoa Elementary School. We got a lot of new things going on.
Yes, sir. We've worked really hard. Our county has put a lot of effort into improving our facilities and making it safer. Some of the improvements that we've seen over the last year, we've had a new playground put in, and the kids have really enjoyed playing on that. It's great, a lot of fun, it's beautiful, and it's just exciting the continued improvements that we continue to make. Also, we've had some additional safety improvements. We've added some additional cameras throughout the building, and we've also added fencing, new fencing on the playgrounds, and so we're really excited about that. We look forward to how that's going to help us feel safer out there and allow the students to be safe while they're playing.
And that's so important. That is so important.
Yes, sir.
And we've talked about, we talked with the students and about the wonderful staff that we have here. And boy, it's a great example. You had a staff development over the summer. Tell us about that.
Right. We offered our teachers the opportunity to come in and work on reading and math. And so we had more than 30 teachers volunteer their time during the summer to work on improving their lesson plans, curriculum development, and just working on the pacing, doing things to improve what they're doing. And so it's always exciting, and that just shows their passion. They didn't have to come in. They wanted to come in, and we're so thrilled and thankful to have the opportunity to come in and work on making things better for our kids. And so excited to watch that unfold as we go through the year and watch the improvements that they've made. We also had a professional learning opportunity early this week. We've added a new piece of software that helps individualize learning and push kids wherever they are, and we worked to learn about that software earlier this week, and the teachers are really excited to use that new tool in the classroom. It's called MyPath, and the students started using it yesterday, and they were already, you know, having some good feedback and positive experiences through that.
That's wonderful. That's a dedicated group that comes in and volunteers and
right.
their time.
We're very thankful. We have a great staff. They give above and beyond every single day,
yeah.
and we appreciate that.
Yeah, and the connection with the school and parents, very important too. And Angela, tell us about the parent engagement that you have here.
We will have several parent engagement opportunities throughout the school year, but the first one I'd really like to highlight is on September 21st from 5 to 6:30. We're going to have our TES 101, which is a Title I family night, and the topic of that night is going to be everything you need to know about Toccoa Elementary and your students' grade. So parents will be invited to come into their students' pod, and they will get to meet all their teachers, and they'll hear all about grading. They'll hear about Accelerated Reader, Class Dojo, how they're going to be learning math, and what curriculum is going to be used for reading. So it's just a great opportunity for parents. Once school's been going on, they've probably got a lot of questions about homework and that kind of thing. So it's a good opportunity for teachers to answer all those questions and give them all that basic information that they're going to need to help their child be successful.
Very good. And so you can learn a lot there. And it's September 21st. What time is that?
From 5 to 6:30.
5 to 6:30 on September the 21st. Now, you also have a wonderful incentive program here. Tell us about that.
We have a lot of opportunities to incentivize students for a variety of things. We have a book machine that we got a couple of years ago. We've been super excited about that. Parents may have seen that if they came in during open house. But students will get a token on their birthday to receive a free book out of the book machine, and then they also can get certificates and tokens for getting a book for doing a variety of things. Maybe it's reaching a reading milestone or a behavior incentive. So the book machine is one opportunity for incentive that's used. We have had 84 students already that have received a book bag tag for Indian Pride, and that is meaning their teacher has recognized them for being safe, respectful, and responsible. So those students get their name called on the announcements, and they come up in the morning and they get that book bag tag, and they're proud to show their parents and everybody else that they are showing Indian Pride. We have class dojo parties and AR parties every 9 weeks where we incentivize behavior, good behavior, and work habits, as well as reading. So we just have lots of opportunities to recognize students so that, you know, you may not have a great week this week, but maybe next week you're going to have a great week. And we just want all kids to be awarded for doing great things.
And it really is important because it leads them with success. It builds success, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It sure does.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Any other messages for parents out there as we move into?
I'd just like to say I appreciate all the support our parents and our community provide. It's truly a partnership, and without them, our kids are not as successful. So we just appreciate all of that they're doing to help support our kids and us through the year. And if there's ever anything they need, please don't hesitate to reach out. We're here, we're available, and we want our kids to be successful and happy and have a fantastic year. And so we're going to do everything we can to make sure that happens.
All right, very good. Sheila Presley and Angela Whitfield, thank you so much for having us here at Toccoa Elementary today.
Thank you for being here. We always enjoy this. Thank you.
And that's our WNEG Goes Back to School today from Toccoa Elementary School. Tomorrow we'll be at Stevens County Middle School and also talking with the 5th Grade Academy. So be sure and tune in then. For WNEG Goes Back to School from Toccoa Elementary School, I'm Phil Hobbs.